Here's the story of the political scandal involving musical taste. I had to ask Christian what this was. A guy in New Jersey who is a congressman released his Spotify rap. I don't know what that is. Christian talked about it last week.
So. Yeah, it's if you listen to, if you use Spotify, at one day every year, at the end of the year, it shows you what you listen to the most.
Yeah.
And then kind of, if you're like a super listener, it'll tell you you're the top 10% of Taylor Swift fans or whatever, because you listen to Taylor that much.
Right.
Or whatever. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Some people, for a lot of people, it's new music, but not always.
Yeah.
For me, 10 years running, Steely Dan.
Steely Dan's is number one. That's when you were asking me, I don't listen to Spotify, so I wouldn't get that. But if I did, I have no idea what, but maybe Taylor. I mean, it might be. I don't know what it would be. Have you gotten yours?
Oh yeah, I got mine.
And what was it?
Earl Sweatshirt.
Earl
Sweatshirt.
Are you saying Earl or Earls?
Earl Sweatshirt is my number one listen to artist.
We'll just let that.
Okay, yeah.
Does Earl wipe back to Earl with his sweatshirt?
He's pretty good. Yeah, you should check him out.
Earl Sweatshirt.
Can you sing one of his little tunes?
I cannot. Way too vulgar.
Too vulgar.
Way too vulgar.
And that's your
number one. Yeah.
Is Earl Sweatshirt a new artist?
He's newer. He's been around for about 10 years or so.
Ten years.
What was the top artist of someone I've heard of?
Like, Tyler Childers, maybe? I don't know.
No.
None of my top five, actually.
Have I even heard of Kanye
West. He was my number three.
Yeah, well, you're a fan.
Yeah, for sure.
I have heard of him.
Yeah.
So I know about him. Well, this guy in New Jersey, he's a congressman named Josh Gottheimer, and he posted a screenshot of his Spotify Wrapped on Friday.
A lot of people do that. And when you get it, you
post it up there. Did you post yours?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
It's private.
I'm ashamed. So I decided to say it here.
Not a lot of sweatshirt fans.
Yeah, not
out
a lot
there.
Of sweatshirt fans.
Okay. Are you because of that though, you might be like one of his
top babies. I think I am a very unique, very limited group.
I figured. Well, this guy, Josh Gottheimer, posted his Spotify Wrapped last Friday, and it was five tracks all by Bruce Springsteen. Thunder Road, Because the Night, Glory Days, Badlands, and The Rising. Okay. And he said,
Jersey Strong.
Jersey Springsteen man. Well, people looked closely, as we talked about yesterday, at the photograph, and everybody said, this is fake. You photoshopped this. Those are not your real top five song. So the political scandal rose quickly, and he had to say, all right, fine. They are not all New Jersey's. They are not all Springsteen songs. However, the only reason they're not all Springsteen songs is I share an account with my teenage daughters, and they got Taylor Swift in there. If it was just mine, it would be these. So he's apologizing but saying no ill intent. His dog's name is Rosalita.
Well, I mean, I'll give him that, but still, I mean, the list is the list.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He said, I've got my 10-year-old dog's name is Rosalita. And people cut him no slack. They're like, you can't fake your list,
I mean,
man.
That's stolen valor, dude. All these top Bruce Springsteen listeners throughout the year, they're pissed off right now.
Well, they are. They're mad at him.
Yeah.
It's stolen valor?
It is. I mean, he's saying he's listening to more. But
I mean, it's bad enough to I mean, if you don't post it, if you're...
I know, you didn't have to post it.
Yeah.
But to Photoshop it?
Yeah, he did. He took some time.
Did some poor congressional aide have to do that?
Put in. Hey,
Carol, come in here. You know how to do this stuff. Get the youngest person in the office. Photoshop this.
He knocked out two Taylor Swift songs to put in the Bruce Springsteen songs to show what a Springsteen fan he is.
And weak.
But he swore if it was my own account only, it would be. I promise. And so he said he's going to suffer some political backlash for that, I'm sure. Retail Roundup, it looks like they may be closing Party City. This has been in the works for a while. I know. It's been in the works for a while. They are very close to filing bankruptcy. There are 850 Party City stores across America. Now, if you file bankruptcy, it doesn't mean you're going to close everything.
It doesn't always mean you close everything.
No. But apparently their biggest struggle is they've had lagging sales since the pandemic, and helium shortages have led to them not being able to fill orders for balloons across the country.
You know one thing about that store, because there's one not too far from our house, they're enormous.
Yeah, they are.
It is enormous.
Well, they have a lot more than you would think, too. They have.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a section for New Year's, whatever the seasonal holiday is.
Yeah.
They're, of course, Halloween, they crush it.
Yeah.
Oh. And Christmas, I would imagine.
Do you think that competition at Halloween from like those pop-up stores like Halloween Express?
It's got to.
I think
it's got to affect it.
For sure.
Do they sell costumes as well or just like?
Tons of costumes.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Okay. You know, when I go in, I host the Super Bowl party. And every year I get my plates and napkins and tablecloth or something from there. And the balloons. You know, you go up to the balloon counter and they'll blow up the team balloons for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only place I can find a lot of that stuff. What they also have is like the Bunsen burner. Those little things that you put under to keep food warm.
Yeah.
You know,
where
you
like a chafing dish?
Chafing dish. Yeah. They have a lot of chafing dishes and stuff like that too. And by the time I'm in for Super Bowl in February, they have a ton of St. Patrick's Day stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they sell all of that. But the you had an experience at the balloon counter. You just
My last experience at Party City was a solid one. It was the Sunday before Halloween. We were hosting an engagement luncheon for a niece. Yeah. She's getting married 2 days from now.
Right.
And we wanted to put a single white balloon on the mailbox so that the people would know.
Right.
Because people are coming in from all over the area. Mm-hmm. So they'd know where the party was. And so I walk up to the register and said, one balloon, please. And they're like, wrong counter, Jack. You need to go to Balloon City.
Yeah, you really, there's a real separation there.
Big time.
The balloon. Yeah, I get all my stuff for Super Bowl at one spot. Then you walk all the way across the store and get your balloons.
Yeah,
that's true. Yep. That's
so
right.
I walk up to the balloon counter, and it's the Sunday before Halloween, but it's early. It's like 11:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of customers in the store buying stuff. And I say to the woman behind the counter, one balloon, please.
Yes.
She said, well, go pick them out. And I said, okay. I picked out the whitest I could find.
The one whitest balloon. Dude, he may be the only customer in all their stores all year to go in and have one white balloon.
I said, one white balloon, please. And she said, it'll be 30 minutes.
What?
There are a couple of orders ahead of me.
Yeah.
Once you leave,
once you go over to the Target, shop for a while, come back, you can do that. It's right next to Target. I know where it is. Yeah. Well, did you have to wait?
To her credit, she took pity on me with my single white balloon.
Mm-hmm.
She blew it up right there and didn't charge me.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. Well, it takes all of about, 15 seconds?
Yeah.
At best. Yeah, and then to put the ribbon on it, and out the door I went.
Takes longer to cut it.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know, I will say that most of the time when I walk into Party City, it looks like the employees don't want to be there. They're just like staring up at this.
Yeah.
I think their competitors are probably the dollar store and Target, certainly.
Amazon, probably.
Walmart, and the standalone Halloween stores. And one time, listen to what I tried to do. Do you remember the year that Deflategate happened and the Patriots won the game?
Yeah.
And they were going to the Super Bowl, but they were accused of deflating the footballs. So I went in to buy the balloons, and I said I wanted one giant, I forget even who they were playing in the Super Bowl, but the Falcons. Okay, I wanted one big Falcons balloon, and I said, I want one big Patriots balloon, but I only want you to fill it up halfway so it would look, deflated. And the guy could not grasp that concept. He was like,
well, we can't.
Yeah.
But we fill up the balloon, sir.
That's what he said. And I was like, well, can you just fill it up halfway so it looks, you know, like it's fall. I want it to kind of droop and fall during the party.
But we fill up the balloons.
It's a balloon.